What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Self-Helpless podcast. I'm Delaney Fisher, and today we have such an incredible guest. Judith Gonzalez is the founder of the Thyroid Health Institute and certified thyroid yogi, functional nutritionist, and lifestyle practitioner. Judith has been helping people heal their thyroids for almost a decade using a unique combination of holistic methods. And the information that she offers in this episode is absolutely mind-blowing. She not only talks about her own journey of being diagnosed with Hashimoto's years ago and how she ended up reversing her own condition, but after that, she started offering different workshops and courses and stuff to people to help them heal their thyroid as well. She also talks about the very shocking connection between trauma and thyroid conditions. Also, why 7 out of every 8 people with thyroid conditions are women. So like why this is specifically a women's issue and how holistic methods can help you reduce your thyroid condition related symptoms by like 70 to 90% and even reverse the condition completely. This topic is very personal to me because years ago I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's. It does run in my family. So it wasn't, you know, a huge shock in that sense, but it's still shocking to hear from a doctor that you have something and you're going to have to take a pill every single day for the rest of your life. And so I ended up asking that doctor to just kind of give me some time to process that and make some changes in my life and for kind of us to hold off on medication for, you know, several months and then have a checkup. And so I share kind of the things that I implemented. I implemented some different lifestyle changes. And then when I went back to my doctor, I think 5 or 6 months later, it was my thyroid levels were normal. There was no trace of ever having Hashimoto's. They were very surprised. And so I never had to go on medication. I thought it was kind of a fluke. I haven't really been very open about that whole process on the podcast because I just didn't know if it was really a thing or if that was faulty, you know, diagnosis. I was unsure. And then when I connected with Judith, I had no idea that somebody was actually dedicating their life and their career to helping people do this. So it kind of was confirmation like, oh, this is not a fluke. And this information could potentially help a lot of people who are, you know, struggling with thyroid related health conditions. I just want to say this episode is no way saying that there's not a place for medication or that you should stop taking medication. It's not meant to, make anybody feel ashamed for taking medication, nothing like that. that. This is really about a holistic approach to healing. Judith also talks about how, you know, there is a combination of medication and other methods that can really help. So I just wanted to get that out there. Everything, you know, we are all different. We are all unique, and different methods and practices and treatments help all of us, you know, in different ways. I am very, very excited to share with you this conversation with Judith Gonzalez. So Judith, thank you so much for being here. I am so excited about this topic, and you are just the perfect person to be here for it.
I'm so happy too, Delaney. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, yes. Okay. So before we dive into all the goodness, do you have a favorite or least favorite quote?
Yes. I think my favorite one is "Truth will set you free."
Such a classic.
Exactly. But it's quite what happened to me, no?
Absolutely. Yeah. Can we actually start there? Would you mind sharing what led you to doing this work, and, you know, what, anything that you can provide about your own personal experience with thyroid health?
Yeah. I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is the most common autoimmune condition, back in 2015. And my doctor told me the only thing I could do was take a pill for life, without any explanation and resources or lifestyle advice. And even though he was trained in the Johns Hopkins University, it was totally impersonal and left me clueless, no? Mm. So it was a pretty shocking experience. And fortunately, I come from a background of doctors. So my mother, besides being, you know, trained in the typical medical model, she's trained in acupuncture. So I knew medication wasn't the only thing that I could do.
Oh, wow.
And I told myself, you know, I'm going to be well. I am going to be, this is like a stage, and I didn't doubt it, you know. And I remember being really pissed off.
Yes.
Because imagine, yeah. You know, like,
yeah.
This consultation lasted around 30 minutes. And then the doctor told me, yeah, it's, you know, it's no big deal. You just need to take this pill forever. And if you have any issues with your getting pregnant, you can come and I can give you other pills. And that was really shocking, because I told myself, how can I go back to this normal life, no, with quotes, that led to this illness? So it didn't make sense to me. Yeah. And I remember I found later, after doing that decree, this yoga training for the endocrine system. And later I studied functional nutrition. Of course, that was a whole process, because I had to quit my job. You know, I was a designer, an interior designer.
Oh.
With a lot of pressure, no? Wow. So
yeah,
I remember telling myself that I wouldn't be, you know, anyhow related with health because of my, you know, of my lineage. I told them, there's no way that I'm going to study something related with medicine. And, you know, life was like,
yeah.
Just wait, no?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, kind of similar thing that your parents do, right? Yeah.
Exactly. And then fortunately, I found, you know, this functional nutrition school where I could understand better my condition. And then I'd made a promise, you know, like if this worked, everything that besides medication I was doing worked, I was going to dedicate my life to sharing, you know, my experience. And that's what I did. You know, it's been almost 7 years that I have been helping people overcome their symptoms. And, you know, of course, getting deep into the real reason why I got sick. And I have seen, you know, these different patterns that many doctors don't know and don't talk about, because we're a collective that have similar stories, no? So I think it's really necessary to take into account all the other things that are below the iceberg, because any condition, you know, has these branches, but the roots, them, you know, they are common. First, biologically speaking, you know, it's there because of huge levels of inflammation or toxicity, you know, digestive issues, and, you know, these genetic imprint, no? Yeah. But there's a lot of things that we can do.
Yeah. So when you kind of went on this like holistic healing journey, how long did it take you to, because you completely reversed your Hashimoto's, right? So how long did it take you to get to that point? And then how did that turn into you helping other people?
Yeah, it was 4 years, you know, that I took medication. And I remember after doing the certification about thyroid yoga, I remember telling myself, you know, this is being really useful. I still take the medication, but I'm not going to wait until I get well, like totally well, no? And I remember, you know, organizing workshops with my doctor, and he gave, you know, the medical part. I ended up finding this really great doctor that is, you know, a friend of my father. And so it was really nice collaboration because people could have, you know, these resources that, of course, the doctor didn't have. Yeah. And also have an explanation, no, of the biological reasons, because usually doctors don't educate. And that's, it's really right, crazy, because the word doctor comes from the Latin docere, which means teaching, no? Oh, so I think...
There used to be a lot more of that going on, definitely. Yes.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. And I remember when I met you, right? Yeah. We have a similar experience of not having options.
Exactly. Yeah. It sounds like very similar. I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's. This was years ago now. And it runs in my family. So it wasn't a complete shock, but it's still hearing that news. And immediately after, like, hey, you're going to be taking a pill every day for the rest of your life. And I was just at a point in my life where I said, well, I'm about to make a couple lifestyle changes. Do you think we can hold off for a few months just to see if anything changes? And then I did, and I implemented what I wanted to implement. And then I came back and things were leveled and normal. And they're like, okay, I guess you don't need medication. But there was not even a conversation about, here are the options, or here's what's going on, or here's why this is going on. None of that. It was just, I mean, maybe 10 minutes of, hey, okay, this is it. This is the pill. And then I had to kind of be my own advocate of saying, I would like some time to process this and to kind of seek other things. So for people tuning in who might not know much about the thyroid, can we kind of go back to basics for a second for people like me? What is the thyroid exactly, and why is it so important?
Mm-hmm. Our thyroid gland with the pituitary are the most important part of the nervous and endocrine system. And your thyroid gland secretes hormones that every cell in your body needs to control body temperature, energy production, your reproductive cycles. And it is also called the beauty gland, as it is responsible for having healthy hair, nails, and skin. And all human beings rely on thyroid hormones to be alive, you know. So this gland produces the hormone T4, you know, which is the you know, Synthroid, or, you know, the usual medications that they prescribe.
Yeah.
But it needs to convert, no, to a bioavailable version called T3, which every cell in your body needs. But that conversion is possible with a healthy gut, with a regulated nervous system, controlled inflammation levels, and proper nutritional support. And the usual approach doesn't take these factors into account and only prescribes the pill, but that doesn't treat the root causes of the imbalance.
Okay. So yeah, the thyroid sounds pretty important. That sounds like it's the quarterback of the football team, right? Or the coach. I don't know. I'm not a football person. I don't know why I'm using that analogy, but this is like connected to everything, right? The thyroid is really, it's instrumental in all these different processes in your body. So what are some common signs that somebody might have a thyroid condition, but they just don't realize it yet? Maybe somebody's tuning in that doesn't know they have something going on with thyroid. Are there any kind of common patterns people can watch out for?
Yeah. Okay. You know, thyroid condition stems like in a couple of variants. So the first one is hypothyroidism, which is like your gland doesn't produce enough thyroid hormone, and hyperthyroidism, which is producing a lot. No. So the signs of hypothyroidism are issues with your energy levels, you know, trouble losing weight, mood swings toward depression, you know, and hair loss, period problems, infertility, nail and skin problems. No, that's for a hypothyroid. And when, you know, the gland is secreting a lot of this hormone, you know, it makes you feel anxious and maybe lose a lot of weight rapidly, even heart palpitations, you know, and even eye problems. So the best way to prevent those is getting checked, you know, because almost as far as 10 years before, you know, having a complete, you know, scenario of a thyroid condition, these markers of antibodies appear in your blood. So I think it's really important because I don't know, but in my case, I never received this education about the importance of this gland, you know?
Yeah, no. I still barely know what it is. Like I know it's important. And I've even been diagnosed with something years ago that was related to my thyroid. And it's still, I'm still trying to understand all the different functions. So I'm wondering how many people, so let's say that somebody thinks that they might have something, they need to go see their doctor and ask specifically for their thyroid levels to be checked. Would that be a good step? Because I'm wondering, because all the symptoms that you mentioned, I would imagine that could be really confusing for people. If somebody feels depressed, they might think they have depression and go see like a psychologist and get diagnosed with that before they even check their thyroid.
Exactly. Like 40% of people that go to a psychiatrist and receive, you know, treatment for depression have thyroid issues. So it's really, really... Yeah. Wow. So, and I don't know if you knew, but you know, Synthroid, which is the most common, you know, hormone replacement therapy that is used, is the most prescribed drug in the most, in more than half of the states in the United States, you know. So imagine it's a huge problem. And of course, it's a multi-million dollar industry also, no, to manage that. But the thing is that your thyroid, imagine as, when we have our cell phones, you know, and there's not enough battery, they go into this sleep mode, you know, like just barely energy to, you know, do an emergency call or something like that. So that function also exists in the body. So you just have like barely enough energy for survival. So, you know, reproductive functions shut off. And of course, no, it's not necessary to have like really nice hair or, you know, energy to feel cheerful, you know, like you are, you know, people are in this emergency state. And of course, this is a mirror of our lifestyle choices and how we're really living, no? Like in this rapid environment with a lot of pressure, emotionally, mentally, and energetically. I think it also speaks about our society, no?
Definitely.
And
Yeah. So are all thyroid conditions reversible? And if not, can you share like what the differences that people need to be aware of or how they can even categorize like their own condition if they're just learning about it?
Mm-hmm. Well, not all conditions or thyroid conditions are reversible, but you can definitely eliminate most of your symptoms. And in most cases, reducing or even stop taking thyroid medication. But it depends when the person starts treating her root causes and how much damage has been done to the gland, you know. Also, evaluating her belief system and commitment with a lifestyle that supports total recovery, because it's a practice, you know. It's not like this magic pill that they proposed us, no? And the approach I use is complementary to the medical treatment, of course, because you need both a short-term and long-term strategy, right? And so education is a must, I think. And as I said, the truth will set you free. And hormone balance is an ongoing process. You know, every day your liver, your gut, your brain and thyroid are communicating to maintain this equilibrium. No? And that can be achieved through lifestyle modifications and getting to know your personal history with trauma, which most endocrinologists don't take into account or even don't know.
Oh, wow. So what's the most shocking pattern that you've discovered among people that you've helped? And like, are more people susceptible than others? Like you mentioned trauma, is that like a huge link or connection with thyroid conditions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I discovered through seeing lots of people, you know, and you know, getting to know the personal stories of my clients, I think the relationship between our personal history and belief system. And energetically speaking, our thyroid is a communication center of the body, and feelings of oppression and unprocessed sexual trauma are common in my clients, you know, and as the pelvic floor resembles anatomically our throat, no wonder the feminine aspect must be considered. And we also use energy work to uncover and gradually recover from trauma. And, you know, I've seen the hormonal patterns that start being programmed from 7 to 11 years old. And when we learn how to be seen and feel valuable in the world in that stage, this context determines our response to stress levels and, you know, to the response even to our foods and values in adulthood. So when you know your personal archetype, you can sustain your, you know, hormonal health in adulthood for life, you know. So because not all diets, you know, serve for everyone. Right, and right. As well as what happened to you as a person 10 years before getting a diagnosis, I have seen, you know, that people had serious emotional impacts and later manifested as a blockage in their throat area. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That is mind blowing that trauma can manifest with like a thyroid condition, like a decade later after some kind of traumatic event, or like you said, that your hormones shift or something.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Did you also say that the pelvic floor and your throat are identical or similar?
Yeah, you know, in yoga, we have this energy system and the explanation, no? So as you know, yoga treats the body as this complex, even relationship, you know, with there are some organs that mirror each other. So the mirror of the throat is the pelvic floor. And, you know, from, you know, difficult births or abortions or even, you know, sexual abuse, of course, they all reflect and these blockages in the throat. And so that's when I knew, or when I started, you know, seeing these cases, I told myself, I need to equip myself with other tools besides nutrition, because of course, there's no magic pill, or even with the mind, because the soul also is impacted, you know, and we cannot only limit ourselves to this physical body. I definitely, after being exposed and practicing these, you know, techniques with yoga and meditation, I knew that new possibilities opened up. No, so I started using energy work with myself, and later with the women I see. Most of them are women, by the way, no? Because, you know, 7 out of 8 patients that have thyroid issues are women. And
really? 70,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. Why is it so many women?
You know, our bodies are mostly more exposed in terms of toxicity because of, you know, of course, cosmetics, medication. And it's really crazy. But up until the 1990s, you know, the usual subject that was used in medical trials to test medications were white men. You know, other ethnicities or even women were not, you know, required to go into this testing. And so the result is like, you know, 80% of secondary effects of medications are on women. So
we have
like this, you know, bias in medicine, and of course, a lot of injustice, no? So I think that even though it's a world health problem, it's not, you know, prioritized in the medical agenda. It's crazy, but it's like that.
Yeah, that's definitely been a through line with other medical professionals and health professionals we've had on the podcast, where they've talked about how women have been greatly dismissed with, you know, data and experiences and practices and all of that. I'm curious to know, because this might be a lot of like new information for somebody tuning in, that something other than a pill can help them manage or reduce symptoms and all that. So why do these holistic techniques actually work? And because for some people, this might sound really woo-woo, you know, if medication is the only kind of answer they've been exposed to for their symptoms. Can you explain like the science behind this like combination of treatment that you provide?
Yeah, of course. You know, your thyroid needs a proper medium to thrive. With high cortisol levels, unprocessed trauma, a dysregulated nervous system, nutrition deficiencies, parasites, lack of sleep and feeling unsupported or without guidance, all of that causes inflammation, which the body tries to lower instead of repairing the damage done in the past. And the medication does not treat any of these root causes. And usually with time, doses increase because the body doesn't convert the medication to this bioavailable form. And the client or the patient doesn't feel well even with medication. So it's really important to really take into account how's your digestive health, you know, and how do you feel overall with your life? Because definitely a pill is just part of the treatment. I don't discard it because I work along with doctors, but it's really important that you have as a person, as a client, tools, you know, to thrive. Because I imagine, you know, and I do believe that this is like the most pressurized time in whole humanity, because the amount of information and the challenges that we have in terms of environment, the amount of toxicity that we are exposed to has never been seen. So we need another set of tools, you know, different from than our grandfathers or, you know, our ancestors have.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So can I share with you what I implemented? I would love to hear from your perspective, like what you think happened. And my doctors were really shocked too when I went back and everything was like, you know, normal levels. Mm-hmm. So I went, that's when I went plant-based, I went vegan. So I'm assuming that reduced a lot of inflammation in my body potentially. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm excited to hear. And then I reduced my stress. So that's when I cut way back on like my workload, and I kind of restructured some things, in my business. So I was not working as long hours. And because we had Dr. Jolene Brighton on the podcast years ago now, who is a birth control expert, I ended up, I stopped taking hormonal birth control. So I went off the birth control pill, I reduced my workload, and I started eating a plant-based diet. And I met my doctor 3 to 6 months after making those changes. It could have been closer to 6 months. And my levels were like, I had never gotten diagnosed with Hashimoto's. So perfect. What do you think happened scientifically?
Yeah.
Because I didn't know if like, is this a fluke? Does this happen? Was that a weird, was that test inaccurate?
No, it was really well done, because, you know, in order to have Hashimoto's or any autoimmune disease, you need a three-legged stool, right? So the first one is intestinal permeability, which was caused by, you know, these hormonal pills, you know, usually, and, you know, these pills or the pill causes a lot of leaky gut issues, which is not taken into account. You know, you go to the gynecologist and you assume they are safe, but they aren't, you know.
Right.
And second, of course, the levels of toxicity went down, in terms of inflammation and stress, no? Because usually, you know, dairy and meat also cause a lot of inflammation. And some of them, of course, the hormones that are given to animals go into your blood also, no?
Right.
I think in terms of, the three-legged stool, again, so it's leaky gut, high levels of toxicity, and this genetical predisposition, which you told me, no, runs in your family.
Yeah.
But the thing is that you need three of those in order to have, a proper diagnosis. So you changed, you know, two of the three legs, which was a really effective measure. And in terms of energetical, like movements or changes where, you know, I have seen, and I remember feeling oppressed by my job also, you know, I remembered in my former life, you know, that I designed like 90 restaurants in 1 year. I was the creative director and I feel really pressurized. No, it was a lot of stress. And so the body and the subconscious mind also feels that pressure. So when you took off your workload, it was, you know, the relief that your adrenals and your cortisol levels lowered, no? And that's why you could heal. And I'm really glad that you could do that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I was like, oh, this is a shot in the dark. Let's see what happens. That makes so much sense. Yeah. And I haven't really been very open about it on the podcast before because I didn't want to misspeak. I didn't want people to think that I was very against medication or feel judged. You know what I mean? There's just so much going on in my head and I didn't know if it was a fluke or if this was happening. So then when we connect and I'm like, oh, this is actually a thing that where people can reverse their condition, you know, with holistic practices.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Would you be willing to share, like, kind of give us a snapshot of what your life was like when you were diagnosed with Hashimoto's and like what, and where you are at now, like how has your day-to-day changed?
Yeah, of course. You know, first this life, everything is, you know, lifestyle driven, you know, and I remember having this, a lot of stress in my job before. And I also didn't realize many of these social programming, you know, about sufficiency. And I see that a lot of women that come to my practice, you know, they have this Wonder Woman syndrome, you know. And I remember wanting to do everything perfectly in time. And, you know, I always excelled, you know, I know how to speak five languages. I went abroad and lived by myself, you know. It was like, it was never enough. You know, if I ended, you know, studying one thing I wanted, it was never stopping, you know, it was just continuing. But of course, no, when I saw myself through coaching, through therapy, and through many other healing modalities, I saw that the problem wasn't really the problem. Of course, the problem that manifested was, you know, in the thyroid, but all these belief system, you know, and beliefs about, you know, this masculine energy always in an ongoing way, it wasn't a balanced life, you know, and I also felt disconnected to my creativity, you know, like the real thing. And in yoga, they tell you that the throat chakra rules, you know, creativity and this capacity to create your own reality, you know, to connect with your heart. And I think that I really like this image, you know, when, like when you have this blockage in your throat, the fire that you have in your heart cannot go and connect with your mind. So of course, when you take out this blockage, so you start, you know, living from your heart and connecting and having this relationship with your mind and your thoughts. So yeah. It was really healing for me to stop and really get to know what was the real issue, no? And I knew that no one was going to do the work for me. No one, there wasn't going to be like this magic pill of solution. It was this process that I fortunately found the right teachers, but it was a long process, no? Because I had to try many modalities. But fortunately, you know, after years of helping people, I have found this process that anyone can follow in order to heal themselves. Because I'm not, you know, I one of our mottos is unleash your inner healer, because I really believe that every person, everyone has this capacity to heal themselves. And we only need the tools, you know, and this consciousness, like to really know what is life requiring from you, no? Why the disease is like coming to your door. And if you welcome it as a visitor without judgment, lots of things can be gained. That's what happened with me.
So let's say somebody is tuning in, they're really resonating with this, and they would like to take that first step into maybe better understanding their condition or like starting their healing process. What's like the first thing that they can do today?
Yeah, I think first knowing where they really are in their biological health, right? So they need to have a proper testing besides TCH and really get to know how their gut health is, you know. And in terms of testing, they need to test also the reverse T3, the free T3 and free T4, and also thyroid antibodies, because usually like the normal practitioners don't take that into account. And I also ask for a stool test because, as you know, as we talk now about the sources of inflammation can be even parasites and gut health. So we usually start with the health and also optimizing the liver. So, but you need to know, like, how are you really, no? And overall, not just this gland, but as a human being, how are you in terms of biological markers? And the second would be getting to know or getting acquainted with your personal history of trauma. Because I think assuming that, you know, nothing has happened to you is quite naive. No,
we all got something that we're carrying around, that's for sure.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and it has to do, of course, with this diagnosis. And the third one would be applying the correct tools that will help you, you know, heal the root causes. After you identify them, okay, how you need these tools and to be applied every day. Because I think the most important protocol or measure happens between appointments, right? So when anyone sees you, that's like the little actions that pile up to make a really lasting change.
How have you seen people's life change when they implement these methods versus, you know, what their trajectory might have been like if they did not implement these things? Are there like very clear differences where people kind of end up when they have the information and tools that they need? Mm-hmm.
It's really inspiring. You know, people really understand the real reasons that they are sick. And they also understand their bodies, listen to their needs with compassion, and change paradigms and their relationship with time, with their expression, sexuality, and also trauma. And they learn the techniques and principles that allow them to have not only thyroid health, but overall hormonal health and tools to thrive in such a pressurized world. And the tools that I have been given saved my life, you know, and as I said, I made a promise to share them if they worked. And thankfully, people are getting pregnant, you know, after lots of trying. People wean off their medication. They avoid getting their fiber removed and end up, you know, opening new businesses, healing their relationships, asking for raises, knowing their worth and capacity, you know, to create their own lives. And it has been truly inspiring to reach people from 8 countries and help them thrive.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Are you able to share like any other stats or data that you've noticed, like with people working with the Thyroid Health Institute, like anything else that you can share? Like what's the average person's reduction in symptoms and anything like that?
Yeah, we have seen that in 6 months or less, they are reducing from 70 to 90% of their symptoms. So,
holy crap.
Yeah.
That's huge.
It is. And I'm really glad because, you know, when people tell me all their stories that, of course, no, you can see them in the website and stuff. So I think everything happens for a reason. And I'm really glad that, you know, we are all finding and merging, you know, both science and spirituality and all these practical tools that were meant for this time. And I really believe that all of the us must have them because they're like, I think that life is a buffet, you know, and you can really choose how to feel and how to turn a situation into a meaningful one. No, and even in a pleasurable one, why not? No.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That is unreal. And I'm so curious to know your perspective on this. Why do you think this information is not more widely known or taught? Like, do people truly not know in the medical profession, let's say in that field, do they truly not know that this stuff works? Or is it known that this stuff works, but there's a lot of money people who would lose a lot of money if people started implementing holistic practices? Like what is your perspective on that?
Well, I really think it's a combination, no, of all of those that you mentioned, because when people start doing research, it takes around 28 years to be implemented, you know, in a personal practice, you know. We're like behind many of these ancestral technologies that were used, you know, in other techniques or healing around the world. And I also think that, you know, according to the statistics, 2/3 of doctors feel inadequately trained to manage a chronic condition. I mean, they are not taught in medical school how to manage these new conditions, because of course, you know, the usual, all of these new conditions have risen with the levels of toxicity that we're exposed to. So before, you know, 10 years ago, the usual age of having this diagnosis was 58 years old, and now it's 19.
Oh my gosh.
So it's an epidemic. And I think, you know, people in medical school are not given these tools. And also there's, you know, structures of power and a lot of industries that benefit from this disease, of course, no? That's another thing. But the thing is that I think as more people are aware of this, and I have been telling my clients, you know, if you share these tools with your family, you educate, you know, usually you educate one woman and heal a whole family. And I feel that because, of course, no, this has to be, and it's related with women, is related with these systems of oppression, is related with how we handle sexuality and silence, you know, and power. So I really feel that there must be, you know, this, you know, visibility of all these systems that we are somatizing, you know, like I feel that humanity is this whole family that, and we are a collective that is expressing what everybody feels. So there's much to be done, but of course it starts with oneself.
Oh my gosh. I love what you said. You heal one woman and you heal a whole family, right? By healing one person, you're healing a whole family. I love that. And I have found that to be very true in my own life as well. This was absolutely mind-blowing, Judith. Seriously, I feel like I'm still in shock by like your findings. It feels like very cutting edge information. And thank you so much for sharing all of this today. Is there anything that we did not mention or cover that you feel like it's important for people to know?
Well, I think just stay with this truth that healing is possible. And you're not a broken gland or, you know, a broken body.
Yeah.
You're much more than that. And I think also, you know, in your life path, disease is part of the journey also. And it's made to get back into equilibrium, you know. And if you assume or take this as an opportunity to stop and really acknowledge what are your needs, everything will be all right. And have this trust in yourself and in life that you will be given all the resources, because we're meant to live, you know, healthy lives, and your peace matters. And if you apply these tools, you can have them, you know, to build the life that you want.
That was amazing. So where can people find you and your work?
Yeah, you can go to thyroidhealthinstitute.com and also find us in Instagram with the same handle. And we are offering a complimentary session, a 20-minute session to really get to know how we can help and have, you know, like to do and tell you the next steps that you would be needing in your personal case. So you can go to our website and you can schedule a free thyroid wellness call.
I wish I had you when I had my diagnosis all those years ago. I wish I knew exactly where to go. And I think the work that you do is absolutely incredible. So thanks for taking the time to educate all of us.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Didn't that information blow your freaking mind? It's just so nice to know that there are more options than maybe what we've been exposed to or what we've been told about or given. Thank you again to Judith for being on the podcast today. Before we wrap up, we do have an iTunes review of the episode. This is from Lex Wheel, and it says, "Love and obsessed. Hashtag girls rule. Listen to the first time and I'm hooked. I love the girls and think they're hilarious and so relatable. 5 stars all around." Hey, Lex, thank you so much for leaving a review and taking the time to do that. If you want to leave an iTunes review, it might get read on the next episode of the podcast, and it is greatly appreciated. Also, if you are a service provider, entrepreneur, business owner, and you are interested in starting or scaling an intentional business, a minimalist business, I have another podcast called Efficionado, the Minimalist Business Podcast, and you can find that at DelaneyFisher.com. It is a private podcast, but it's completely free. So if you're interested in that kind of approach to entrepreneurship, we'd love to have you. All right, everybody, thank you so much for being here, and we will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to the Self Helpless Podcast. You can find our Patreon community, merch, and our individual work at selfhelplesspodcast.com. We'd be thrilled if you shared this episode with a friend, or feel free to post it on Instagram and tag at Self Helpless Podcast so we can repost you and say thank you.